Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Spent about a decade playing for the Buffalo Bills, a Pro Bowl center, now an analyst for the Bills in their games. And obviously the Bills and Chiefs is the final of the four games. You can hear them all right here on The Fan. Going to be a great game against Kansas City. Likely the winner goes to the Super Bowl. And Eric Wood is with us now. Eric, how are you? Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on.
Eric, does it feel like the winner of this game goes to the Super Bowl, or is that unfair to Tennessee and Cincinnati?
Anything can happen, but I think when you look at it right now, these are the two hottest teams in the AFC. Now, what Cincinnati's put together with their run they've been on with Joe Burrow and the boys, as hot as they've been the last month or so, then you can't discount them. And then Tennessee's a team who beat both Kansas City and Buffalo in the regular season. Now, I would say that Buffalo and Kansas City are both in a better position now than they were then. But all that being said, Tennessee beat them both.
Yeah. Eric, let's go back to last weekend's game against New England. How much fun was that to call, and how impressed were you with Josh Allen's performance?
I mean, Josh was absolutely lights out. When you talk about a game that's -5 wind chill and be able to throw the football the way he did, to be able to execute the way he did against the number two defense in the league, extremely impressive. And for a guy who played with the Bills from 2009 through that playoff game in early 2018, There's no better feeling than to beat the Patriots the way that the Bills did. I mean, I played against New England 18 times. We beat them 3 times. One was Deflategate. Wow. One was a game where they rested their starters. But one time in 2011, we beat them straight up.
We're talking with former Bills center Eric Wood. Bills and Chiefs, the game in Kansas City. It's actually, for this time of the year, not bad. I think it's supposed to be 40 degrees at game time. Obviously, Josh Allen had the magnificent game you just referenced. Patrick Mahomes is always great. The great quarterback battle. So let's look at the defense. Which defense do you think has a better chance to slow down these two great quarterbacks?
Well, when you look at what the Bills' defense have done this year, they've been outstanding. They lead the league in points given up per game. They lead the league in yards given up per game, pass defense. I mean, this Bills' defense has been incredible. Kansas City's defense has been playing a lot better, and this defense is better than the team that the Bills beat in Week 5 at Kansas City and hung 38 on them. This defense has multiple pieces that were not there for that game, including Chris Jones, who's now playing defensive tackle again. That defensive end experiment's over. You got Melvin Ingram there. Bolton, the middle linebacker, is playing good ball. Ward will be back in the secondary. So this is a much better defense than the one that they torched early in the year, but I would give the edge to Buffalo just because they played so consistent throughout this entire season.
Eric, any concern about your coordinators getting looks for head coaching jobs going into this possibly being a distraction?
I wouldn't worry about it. You know, just the way that Sean McDermott runs the ship there, I can't imagine he would let it be a distraction. Mm-hmm. It's exciting for those guys, and I think it always hurt the teams that moved on in the playoffs. It always hurt the assistant coaches because they would always have to wait to get the interviews, and a lot of times teams want to make decisions faster. So I think it's a great honor. It probably helped the fact that the Bills got that extra day to prepare, considering they played last Saturday night, and then they're not playing until Sunday night this week. So I would hope that that would be the case, and it wouldn't hinder the game prep.
We're talking with Eric Wood, former Bills center. Eric, Devin Singletary, weeks 1 through 14 – He only rushed for more than 52 yards twice. Since week 15, he's run for 80 or more yards in, what, four of five games, including the big game against Atlanta. And obviously, he had a big game against the Patriots last week. Ton of touchdowns. What is it, just that they've fully committed to him and given him more opportunities, or is it something he's done as well that's kind of taken his game up here over the last month or so?
Well, I think him getting a majority of the carries, almost all of the carries, has helped tremendously. That allows him to get in a rhythm throughout the game, as opposed to before, where he almost felt like he needed to hit a home run on every run, or else they were never going to come back to him. And so I think that's allowed him to be more patient and just take what the defense is giving him. And also, the offensive line's playing a lot better now. We've had, I believe it's only been 20% of the snaps this year that the Bills have played with their ideal five offensive linemen that they're rolling with now. And so that's 80% of the time where that lineup's constantly mixing in front of them. And that doesn't allow that's not a good recipe for the run game. So there's multiple factors at bay, but the one biggest key is that Devin Singletary is getting a lot more touches. And because of that, he's a lot more comfortable in the scheme.
Eric, when you look back to Allen's rookie year to where he is now, what do you think's been the biggest change in his growth and development?
I mean, a lot of it's the accuracy. I mean, he was last in the NFL in completion percentage his first 2 years in the league, and then last year he was third in the league in completion percentage. And so the completed passes is the biggest thing. And early on, as opposed to some rookie quarterbacks or young quarterbacks that struggle, the ceiling always was so high for Josh because those big splash plays were there. And so you always knew he had the potential. If he could cut out some of the big mistakes, start making some of those just easy passes to the outside, just taking what the defense gives them when they're playing off coverage, then you knew he could develop into a quarterback. And then I had no idea what type of athlete he was coming out of college. I had no idea that the Bills were drafting this 6'5", 245-pound dude that can run and break away from defenders and is competitive and will run a dude over in space. But I guess when you draft a guy out of Wyoming, you're gonna get a dude like that.
We're talking with former Bills Pro Bowl center Eric Wood, now color commentator for the team's podcast, What's Next with Eric Wood. He's with us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Eric, what kind of Bills fans presence do you expect in Kansas City this weekend?
I think you'll get a pretty good dose of Bills Mafia there. You know, it'll be nothing like Nashville. It'll be nothing like some of the warm weather destinations this year where the Bills fans just did a full-on takeover. But but they'll have a good presence there. Kansas City's fan base is always excellent. They would sell out this game with or without the Bills. That's not a question. The Bills fans really take over a spot when they don't traditionally sell out every game. And then, the Bills fans see it as a destination, and then they attack it. You know, with the price point of tickets this week, it's not super close to Buffalo to make it an easy drive. I would say, it won't be the factor that you've seen some other times. I mean, I remember in 2018 season, but the 2019 season, 2020 playoff game against Houston. Houston was running a silent cadence at home in the first round of the playoffs. Like, I've never seen stuff like that before.
We're talking with Eric Wood. Hey, Eric, I know you're obviously born and raised in – you mentioned the Bengals briefly before. You're born and raised in Cincinnati. You went to high school in Cincinnati. Were you a Bengals fan growing up, and do you still have family members? You know, I think you were like 5 years old the last time the Bengals had won a playoff game before last week.
Right. Yeah, I was a diehard Bengals fan until I got drafted to the Bills, and then you realize that it's now work. Yeah, and they're an AFC team, and every time they win – they were always kind of fighting for that fringe playoff spot right alongside with us, and they were making it every year. And you mentioned that I was five. It was like 1988 when they hit their peak of success. I was 2 years old. And so I've rooted for the Bengals through one of the worst stretches in Bengals history. Then I come to the Bills, and I hop right into the longest playoff drought in all professional sports. So I was not I didn't have great success with my NFL teams for a while, but now the Bills and Bengals are both rolling, and you know, they're both just in great spots with young quarterbacks that you can build around. And you know, Joe Burrow is so good for that city and the fan base now. I got a bunch of videos from buddies that were at the game last week in Cincinnati, and it's a fun environment again, and that's what that place can be, just like Cleveland too, but it comes with success. And I'm just excited for my hometown.
Hey, tell me about this Dawson Knox tight end. Had two touchdowns last week. He's been tremendous this season. Seems like a big-time weapon for your guys' offense.
Yeah, he's a stud. He's a great athlete on the outside. And then I think this offseason he took his game to a new level. And it's rare that players, you know, go to the offseason and come back a totally different dude. But
yeah,
he did some training with George Kittle and some other guys. And I think he kind of woke him up like, hey, this is how you operate as an NFL tight end. And the Bills are reaping the benefits of it. This year he was, I believe, tied after the regular season, tied for the most touchdowns in the NFL for a tight end. And that's in a receiving core that is very crowded. You know, you have two all-pro receivers from last year returning, and Cole Beasley and Stephon Diggs. Gabriel Davis is emerging. Isaiah McKenzie plays a role. You bring in Emmanuel Sanders. So there's a lot of balls to go around there. And then Dawson Knox end up catching 11 touchdowns, I believe, in the regular season. So heck of a season by him. You know, that year 2 to 3, that's where you want to see a lot of growth from a player. And the
right.
Bills are seeing a lot this year in him.
Eric, last thing, who you got? It's a great game. 1.5-point favorite of the Chiefs. It's really a toss-up, obviously. Will
you know
your Bills
who he's picking?
Done?
Come on.
Well, yeah.
Let's
know.
Go, Buffalo.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. I mean, and honestly, I think I like the Bills by like 2 scores.
Wow. Woo.
So I'll take them by 9 or more.
9 or more.
Love it.
That's bold. Eric, we appreciate it, man. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, E.
No, my pleasure. Anytime, guys.
All right, there you go. Eric Wood with us.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.